sun has set, the darkness deepens, and the world awaits midnight. This is your jovial host, Graves, once again. You just caught me looking through my old yearbook from Henry Frankenstein Junior High in Death Rattle, Indiana. Ah, what wonderful memories. Here's a picture of the boy voted most likely to get ahead. Of course, that was silly. He had two heads already. And there are the school cheerleaders. I remember they didn't use pom-poms. They used whips and chains. Now, on this page are the fraternities and sororities. Here are the FMAs, Future Morticians of America. And there's a picture of the girls' sorority known as the Vipers, all sticking their pointed tongues at the camera. Yes, I love to look back and think of all the things I did as a schoolboy, and how many people would rather forget me. But on to our story. About to embark on a sentimental journey on board the luxury liner SS Britannia. Their official destination is Great Britain, but as for where they really wind up, well, stick around, you'll find out. Right now, let's join Henry and Louise as they host a bon voyage party for their friends who've come to see them off.
Attention, everyone. I'd like to propose a toast.
Oh, Henry, not another one of your toasts. They're so boring. Why don't you make yourself useful and pour some more champagne?
Yes, Louise.
If I may propose a toast, Louise.
Why, of course, Charles. Your toasts are always delightful.
To Henry and Louise, bon voyage.
Louise, didn't you and Henry meet on this ship?
Oh, indeed we did. It was New Year's Eve, 1957, exactly 25 years ago.
Funny, it seemed a lot longer.
What's that, Henry?
Nothing, dear.
A shipboard romance. Oh, how exciting.
Yes, but rather inconvenient. You see, we were both married at the time, but not to each other.
Oh.
It's true. Louise and I met playing shuffleboard.
It wasn't shuffleboard, Henry. It was ping pong. Must you always get your facts wrong?
Sorry, dear.
We met that afternoon, and by the time we docked at Southampton, we were head over heels in love. Weren't we, Henry?
You were the most beautiful woman I'd ever seen.
Well, compared to that wife of yours, most anyone would seem beautiful. Such a mousy little creature. What was her name?
Edna.
Oh, yes. Edna. What a dull woman. Sewed all her own dresses. So tacky.
And your husband? What was he like, Louise?
Martin? Oh, Martin was a big man. Very strong and masterful. People said he resembled Cary Grant. Oh, but silly, romantic me. I took one look at Henry, so sweet and shy, and something inside me went pop. Anyway, less than a year later, we were married. And the rest, as they say, is history.
Ancient history.
What's that, Henry?
Nothing, dear.
Well, here's to Henry and Louise. Oh. May your boys be a safe and happy one.
No need to worry about that. Madame Olenska promised a perfect voyage.
Madame Olenska?
Mm-hmm. Just some silly spiritualist Henry's been wasting his money on. Claims she can make contact with spirits from the other world. Patent nonsense.
All ashore, Mr. Boyne, ashore.
Oh, looks like our party's over. Goodbye, Mary. Long time. Lovely seeing you. Jane, goodbye.
Henry, don't just stand there. Help Jane on with her coat.
Yes, dear.
For dinner.
Henry, bring me my handbag while I finish my makeup.
Yes, dear.
The light on this vanity table is much too dim. I must speak to the steward about it.
Here's your bag, dear.
Henry, you're not wearing that awful jacket to dinner, are you?
But, Louise, no one dresses the first night on ship.
Still, that jacket looks like it's been through the Punic Wars and back. Change it, please.
Yes, dear.
Wear the green plaid I bought you at Sack.
Yes, dear.
Henry, about that ridiculous Madame Olanska.
Just a minute, dear. I'm in the closet. I can hardly hear you.
Well, hurry.
Here I am.
Don't you realize how silly it makes you look?
But this is the jacket you told me to wear.
Not the jacket. Madame Olanska. Really, Henry, I wish you'd pay attention when I talk to you.
Sorry, dear.
Imagine telling people you visit a spiritualist. You're probably the laughingstock of the country club. Why, that woman is nothing but a quack.
Not really. Madame Olanska has very impressive powers.
Nonsense. The only power that woman has is the uncanny ability to get you to part with a dollar. Now, I won't hear another word about her.
As you wish.
Well, how do I look?
Beautiful, as always.
I wonder whatever happened to her.
To who?
Edna, your first wife.
I heard she remarried, very happily.
Really? It's amazing how a mousy woman like that, devoid of any charm, could land one husband, let alone two. Henry, listen. The band. That's the tune they played the night we met.
Yes, I know.
Funny. I should have thought they'd be playing something more modern.
Louise?
Yes, Henry?
Louise? Do you ever regret marrying me?
No, not at all.
Really?
Of course not. I make it a point never to regret anything I can't change.
Oh.
Well, come along, Henry, and do straighten your tie.
Yes, dear.
What a beautiful moon.
Just like the night we met.
Why, there's our steward. Oh, Stuart!
Yes, madam.
Stuart, my husband and I are in cabin 136D. The light bulb on my vanity is much too dim. Change it, please.
Yes, madam.
Immediately.
Of course, madam.
One thing I'll say for the British. They certainly know how to train their servants. Such impeccable manners. Henry, look. That couple over there by the lifeboat. Do you see what they are doing?
Yes, dear.
How disgusting.
Oh, Louise, they're young and in love.
That's no excuse.
Remember our first night on ship?
As a matter of fact, no. But I'm sure whatever we did in private. Henry, do you notice anything strange about them?
No, I don't think so.
But they're so out of date. Her hairdo, it's a page boy. I haven't seen a page boy in years. And look at him. White buck shoes, a crew cut. They're straight out of the 50s.
Probably all coming back in style again. Come along, dear. I think they see us.
I still say they should be ashamed of themselves. Behaving like that in public.
Here we are. The grand ballroom.
They haven't changed a thing. They swear it looks exactly the way it looked 25 years ago. The same chairs, the same table setting, the same... And look, the people. They're all like that couple by the lifeboat.
Really? I don't see anyone necking.
Henry, must you be so obtuse? I'm not talking about that. Look at the way they're dressed. Straight out of the 50s.
Why, there's not an outfit on that dance floor less than 25 years old.
Why, yes, I see what you mean.
It must be some sort of a costume party. Really, I must have a word with our steward and reprimand him for not telling us. If only I'd known, I would have brought something appropriate to wear. As it is, I am totally out of place.
Not at all, dear. You look lovely.
But this dress, it's so... Good Lord, Henry, my dress!
It's very nice, dear.
But it's not the dress I put on 15 minutes ago. Back then, I was wearing my black chiffon, don't you remember?
Not really, dear.
Why, this is the dress I wore on board ship that first night, 25 years ago. Oh, Henry, what's happening?
Calm down, Louise. Are you sure you didn't bring it along and put it on by mistake?
Of course not. I couldn't possibly have done such a thing.
Why not?
Because I don't own this dress anymore. I gave it to our church thrift shop at least 10 years ago. Henry, something's terribly wrong. Henry, look at you.
What is it?
Your green plaid jacket. It's gone. You're wearing the suit you wore
the night we met.
And your face. Why, you're young again.
You look rather young yourself, Louise.
I do? Where's my mirror? I thought I put it in my purse. Oh, here it is. Good grief. I am young again.
Maybe it's just the lights. They're very flattering.
For once in your life, Henry, try not to be ridiculous. Can't you see I've got the face of a 25-year-old?
Yes. It seems you do.
I suppose I ought to be pleased. Most women my age would kill for a young face. But, Henry, I'm frightened. It's all so crazy.
Oh, I'm sure there's a perfectly logical explanation.
And look at the sign over the bandstand.
It says, Happy New Year, 1957.
Louise!
Someone's calling you.
Good Lord! It's Martin Johnson, my ex-husband. He's coming over to us. And look who he's with.
Edna, my ex-wife.
Funny. Martin is not quite as handsome as I remembered him. But Edna, she's every bit as frumpy. Can you believe that awful dress? Here they come. Edna, dear, how nice to see you. And Martin, what are you doing on this ship?
What are you talking about, Louise? I'm with you. Remember me? Your husband? And what kept you so long? You're 20 minutes late for dinner.
Don't be cross, Mr. Johnson. Louise and Henry were just going over their shuffleboard scores from this afternoon.
Shuffleboard? Henry and I weren't playing shuffleboard.
Of course you were, Louise. Now come along before our soup gets any colder than it already is.
But, Martin, I...
Not another word.
But I...
What a handsome couple they are, Henry.
For once in her life, Louise was speechless.
What's that, dear?
Nothing. Edna, I can't believe this is happening. Let me look at you. Why, you're just as I remembered you... All these years.
Remembered me? All these years? You talk as if we've been apart. Henry, are you feeling all right?
Yes, Edna. I'm feeling fine. Just fine.
Martin, you don't understand. Can't join you for dinner.
Sit down, Louise.
But, Martin, I...
Sit!
Well, maybe just for a few minutes.
I won't pretend I haven't noticed you flirting with the Winters man. But let me warn you, Louise, if I ever catch you cheating, you'll be sorry you were born.
Now, you listen to me, Martin Johnson. I am not your wife. We were divorced more than 20 years ago. I'm Mrs. Henry Winters of 52 Sutton Place. And if you don't believe me, I've got my driver's license right here in my purse. Yes, here it is. See?
I see, all right.
Well?
It says here you're Mrs. Louise Johnson of 813 Fifth Avenue.
Let me see that. Why, this thing is 25 years old. Who put it in my bag? Where's my current license?
I
What on earth is going on around here?
Look, Louise, I only took you on his cruise because Dr. Klein said you were nervous and overwrought and needed to get away. But if you don't shape up soon, I'm going to ship you off to a funny farm so fast you won't know what hit you. And don't think I can't. Dr. Klein would commit you in a minute.
I must be dreaming.
It's no dream, Louise. Now sit up straight and eat your soup.
I don't want soup.
It comes with a dinner. Eat it.
Yes, Martin.
What a lovely dinner that was.
Would you care to dance, Edna?
I'd love to.
Let me get your chair.
Oh, Henry, you dance so well.
Louise says I'm clumsy as an elephant.
What's that?
Nothing. So good to see you again, Edna.
What do you mean, darling? We've been together practically the whole day. Except for the time you were playing shuffleboard with Louise Johnson. She's quite beautiful, isn't she?
Yes, she is.
Henry, you're not falling in love with her, are you?
Edna, I... Oh, dear, it's Louise. She's coming over to us.
Excuse me, Edna, but do you mind if I have a word with Henry? Alone?
Of course not. I'll wait for you at the table, Henry, darling.
The nerve of that woman, calling you darling, and so very dowdy. No wonder you left her.
Louise, I wish you wouldn't talk that way about Edna. She happens to be very kind.
Oh, let's not waste our breath on Edna. Something crazy is happening on board this ship, and I want to get to the bottom of it. When we walked up the gangplank this morning, it was 1982, and suddenly it's 1957.
I'm sure there's a perfectly logical explanation.
It's all too insane. Someone switched my driver's license. And that awful Martin, he thinks he's still my husband. He actually expects me to spend the night with him in his cabin. Oh, Henry, he's so big, and he has such a nasty temper. I've forgotten how frightened I was of him. Oh, what are we going to do?
Calm down, Louise. I'll meet you after midnight on the A deck. We'll work out something then.
But why should we wait till midnight? Why can't we just go back to our cabin now?
Louise!
Martin! I didn't see you coming.
What do you mean running off in the middle of dessert? You know, Louise, I'm beginning to lose patience with you.
Martin, I...
Come along. Right now. Not another word.
Yes, Martin. Martin, I don't see why we have to leave the dance so early. It's not midnight yet. We'll miss the New Year's celebration.
We'll have our own celebration, Louise. Just you and I.
But, Martin, you don't understand. We're not married anymore. Don't you remember? I married Henry. Look, there's the steward. He knows I'm married to Henry. He saw us together before dinner. He'll tell you. Steward!
Yes, madam.
You remember me, don't you?
Of course, madam.
I spoke to you earlier about changing the light bulb in my cabin. 136B. I was with my husband.
Yes, madam. I changed the bulb just as you told me.
And my husband? Did you get a good look at him?
Yes, madam.
And just who was this woman's husband?
Why, you, sir, of course.
But no! It was Henry, a short, thin man. You must remember.
I'm sorry, madam. This is the man I saw you with.
No. That's impossible.
Now, come along, Louise. You've wasted enough of the steward's time. One more stunt like that, Louise, and I really am going to have you committed. Here's our cabin. Don't just stand there. Get in.
But, Martin...
Get in.
Yes, Martin.
Get undressed.
I'm not very tired.
I said, get undressed.
Oh, dear Lord.
I'm going to the bathroom to take a shower. And when I get out, you'd better be in your nightgown.
Please, Martin, I...
And don't try to leave. I've locked the door and I've got the keys right here in my pocket.
Martin, please.
At Happy New Year, Louise.
Happy New Year, Henry.
Happy New Year, Edna.
May it bring happiness and love.
Look, Edna, I've got to leave you now.
But, Henry, why?
I can't explain.
You're going to Louise, aren't you? You love her. I knew it from the start.
Edna, I can't help it.
Don't go, Henry.
But I've got to. I promised I'd meet her. Go back to your cabin.
Henry, don't.
Steward, come to turn down your bed.
Thank God. Use your key, Steward. The door is locked.
Just a minute.
Hurry. Please, hurry.
Louise, who are you talking to?
No one.
Happy New Year, madam. Madam?
Well, Louise,
Louise? Damn, where did she go?
I haven't the foggiest. Excuse me, madam. Are you looking for your husband?
Oh, Captain, yes, I am. Have you seen him?
Yes, he sent me to get you. If you follow me.
Oh, of course. Thank you so much, Captain. I can't tell you how happy I am to see you.
It's nothing, Mrs. Johnson.
But I'm not Mrs. Johnson. I'm Mrs. Winters. Mrs. Henry Winters. Oh.
Mrs. Johnson!
Is that you, Louise?
Henry!
What kept you?
That monster. He locked me in the cabin. I tell you, if I have to spend one more minute with him, I will go mad. No wonder I left him. That man is a tyrant.
Yes, I can see that.
Well, what are we going to do?
Hmm?
Pay attention, Henry. What are we going to do about getting off this ship?
Nothing.
Nothing? You're just going to stand there and let us get sucked back into 1957?
Of course, Louise. That's what I paid for.
Paid for? What on earth are you talking about?
Don't you see? I want to go back. I'm sorry I left Edna. She's a good woman and I love her. When I met you on this ship 25 years ago, I was swept away by your beauty. You are so very beautiful, you know. But I didn't really love you then. And I certainly don't love you now.
Love? Don't be absurd, Henry. What does love have to do with us?
Nothing, I'm afraid. Absolutely nothing. Anyhow, that's why I arranged for this trip. He promised me I could go back.
Who promised you?
Why, Satan, of course. Madame Olaska introduced us.
Henry Winters, how can you babble such nonsense at a time like this?
But it's not nonsense, my dear. I told you all along there was a perfectly logical explanation.
Louise!
Oh, no. It's Martin.
Louise, dear, where have you been? I've been looking all over for you. Now, come along. You've been a naughty girl. And I'm afraid I'm going to have to punish you.
Henry!
If you'll excuse me, I have to get back to my cabin. My wife is waiting for me.
Come along, Louise.
Wait a minute. Henry, do you actually expect me to believe you sold your soul to the devil for this?
Not my soul, darling.
What? Then who?
Why, yours, of course. Goodbye, Louise.
Tale of shipboard and romance. Poor Louise, stuck with that old meanie, Martin. Who knows if she'll even live to collect alimony? But she'll always have her memories. As the old song goes, these ghoulish things remind me of you. Sentimental Journey was written by Laura Levine and directed by Roger Rittner. Featured in the cast were Celia Strassner, Martin Battlestain, Michael Collins, and Virginia Diorio. Also heard were Michael Vernon, Barbara Trable, Arthur Dutch, and Bob Farley. Sound effects by David Surtees. Production assistance by Bonnie Newman. Midnight is a Roger Rittner radio production. Now, till we meet again, this is your host, Graves, reminding you that wherever you are, it may not be midnight now, but it soon will be. Yeah.